Paul had a much bigger change of heart and change of mind. Atty, what happened?
Well, so Paul, he was famous for actually really hating the people who believed in Jesus and hating Jesus himself when he was a young man. And then he found himself walking along a road to a place called Damascus, and suddenly this huge light appeared to him and blinded him. And a voice also came to him audibly and said, "Saul," because that was what he was known as before he became Paul, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And what happened after that, Ramsey?
Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice said, "I'm Jesus. This, and I'm the one that you're persecuting." This is the guy that he was trying to wipe out. He hated anybody who followed Jesus. Shortly after that, and you can imagine that what that kind of encounter felt like, he totally changed the way that he thought and the things that he did. And he started sharing about Jesus and telling everyone about Jesus as much as he possibly could.
So Paul actually started traveling around the world and visiting lots and lots of cities and talking about Jesus in lots of places. And he really helped churches in lots of these cities begin and start. So he helped Christians come together and get to know each other and to start reading the scriptures together and praying together and eating meals together. And that's the story of lots of the early church.
And we want to zoom in, do a pinch to zoom action, on one of those churches in a place called Corinth.
Corinth.
Everyone say Corinth. Corinth. Very good.
And funny enough, the church in the city of Corinth is where the books in the New Testament called 1 and 2 Corinthians comes from. So we're actually moving into a sermon series as a church next week, I believe, on the book of 1 Corinthians, which is a letter that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
Okay. So as we go, we're about to read a little bit of the story about how that church started. But first,
we have another game.
Because I like games. And the way this game works is any time you hear us say certain words, you're going to need to respond with certain actions and probably sound effects.
Okay, so Ramsey, do you want to put your microphone down?
Okay.
If we hear the word Paul, Ramsey, what are we going to do?
Grab hold of your... Thank you. Grab hold of your rope, as if it's a tug-of-war rope, and you're going to go, Paul!
Paul, everybody! And Ramsey, if we hear the word attention, what are we going to do?
We're going to need to take our forefinger and thumb on each hand and form our goggles, which help us to pay attention, and then we're going to click them into place.
Over our eyes. Very good, everybody. If we hear the word encourage or encouraged, what are we going to do?
Well, encouragement is a team sport, so we're going to turn to the person next to you and high five.
High five, everybody. Well done. And if we hear the word obedient or obedience, what are we going to do?
Well, right at the heart of obedience is a bee. So what you've got to do is you've got to get your wings with your hands going, flappy flap. That's it. Very good.
Very good. So imagine the scene. Paul has just arrived in this city called Corinth, and he's been telling people all about Jesus.
Very good, Paul.
Very good, everybody. There are some people in the city of Corinth who really don't like Paul talking about Jesus.
Paul, thank you.
They are trying to stop Paul from talking about Jesus. And they even become violent against him. So that's the backstory. And now we're going to read our scripture for today.
And you can imagine how he's feeling. Probably a bit afraid, a bit disheartened, maybe wants to give up. Here we go. Let's have a bit of a read. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul. Ah, very good. In a vision.
Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city.
So Paul, thank you, stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God. Okay, we're going to draw three things out of this, very simply. First one is pay attention. Very good. And the first thing that happened was Paul needed to be attentive. You don't have to for that one. To what the Lord was saying. God appeared to him in a dream, in a vision. He could have totally missed it. He could have been distracted on his phone. He could have been thinking about all of the different tasks he had to do that night, the next day. He might have had a vision and then completely woken up the next day and dismissed that it was actually God speaking. Anybody ever have an experience of that? I have. So the key thing, the first thing he did was he paid attention.
Nice. So we want to hear from you. Can you shout out to us, maybe, kids, what do you do to pay attention to your teachers? How do you show them when you're paying attention?
Say again, Jesse. Sit
yes.
up.
Yes,
sit up. Okay, that's a nice one.
Sitting up straight, looking at them.
Yeah.
That shows that you're paying attention. Yeah. Make eye contact. Such a good one. Yeah. And what about, do we chat a lot when we're trying to listen to our teachers? No. Yeah. We're nice and quiet. And how about everybody else? How do we show our friends when we're paying attention to our friends? We listen, I think I heard that.
Yeah, listen, use words, come on. Turn our bodies towards them.
Yes.
I love that, Liz. Like I'm doing right now. Yeah.
And we give them our undistracted time, don't we, as well? We don't do lots of other things, we just are with our friends.
Mm.
And what about when we're trying to pay attention to God, to the Lord? How does that look for you, Ramsey?
I actually find getting a bit quiet, silencing myself, and actually writing down what I hear, that having a pen in hand sometimes helps me to pay attention. Do you have any tips?
No, I think sitting in silence with my eyes closed really helps me to pay attention to the Lord. So what we're actually going to do very quickly just now, for about 20 seconds, is we're going to sit in silence, or as silent as we can. Kids, you don't have to be completely silent. But we're just going to ask the Lord in the quiet of our hearts and our minds if there's anything that he wants us to be paying attention to right now. So, 15 to 20 seconds. Well done, everybody.
How does that feel? Do you notice a kind of stillness in the room? I do.
Yeah. If you feel like you received something from the Lord, maybe try writing it down, as Ramsey said, or share it with somebody that you trust and love. So what do we do next after we've been attentive to the Lord, Ramsey? What's the next lesson that we learn?
Well, it actually says that the next verse is we get encouraged. Very good. Who was ready for that? I was. I wonder how Paul must have felt before and after he heard this word. No Pauls? Yeah. It's hard, isn't it, paying attention? I think he must have been quite afraid beforehand and nervous, and he probably wanted to run away. Whereas God spoke right the word that he needed to hear. He said, "Don't be afraid." And he said, actually, keep on going, keep on speaking, don't be silent. Has anybody in here felt something about, ever experienced what it's like to hear a word from God and you actually feel so built up, so comforted, so encouraged? Hands up. Okay, look around. If you haven't seen that, go and ask someone what that feels like. The promise for Paul was, don't be afraid that I've actually, what does he say? He says, I'm with you. That's an amazing promise. There are lots of other promises that we can take for ourselves in the season that we're in, and it's important to find that promise for ourselves. Go through the scriptures, ask friends to pray. That's key.
And then the third lesson that we're going to take quickly from this is to be obedient. Bzz, 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 bzz.
Very impressed with your attentiveness.
When we pay attention and allow ourselves to be encouraged, it really helps us to then be obedient to what God has asked us to do. So Paul was obedient and he stayed in Corinth. He stayed in Corinth, which was a city where he felt probably quite scared to be because there were people who really didn't like him. And he was there for a year and a half. So he was really obedient to what the Lord was asking him to do.
Yeah, I actually sometimes feel if I hear something from God and I don't do it, I sometimes have less sharpness to hearing him again. So it's often going back and asking God, actually, what was the thing, last thing you told me to do? And going and doing that. So actually, we're going to take 10 seconds now just to again ask God, is there anything that you want me to do? It might be big, it might be small, it might be being kind to my annoying brother, it might be moving to another city or staying in a city, but having that word. So we'll just ask God now, is there anything that you wanted us to do, to remember to do today? So we'll just take 10 seconds now. Ten seconds really isn't very long.
What we're going to do next is Ramses is going to tell us a little story, which is actually from All Saints. We heard it. It happened within our community last week. It's a very live story, and it kind of encapsulates all of these different elements. So, Ramses, do you want to tell us what happened during youth last week?
I would love to. Okay, so here's the setup. Last week, a member of our church had a little kind of vision, a dream, and in the vision, she heard that one of the young people was going to have something fall into place, almost as if God was showing himself to, proving himself to that young person. That's the setup, remember that. We did a youth prayer walk last week where we wandered around praying for different people in Peckham. The way we started it off was we thought, how do we pay attention to what God was saying, and we asked for any words. Two words came out. One was nature, another one was train. So we thought, okay, where should we go? We went to the train station, looked to see if there was anything happening. There were coffee and croissants and people, but we couldn't spot anything that we should particularly do or pray for. So we wandered on and got a bit disheartened and thought, well, maybe we heard wrong, or maybe there was something else. Eventually, we make it to Warwick Gardens, and we think, oh, well, maybe that's the nature word. It's about the park. Just as we reach the playground, a train passes by, and one of the youth says, wait a second, maybe that word about train wasn't about the station. It was about a train going past. Just as the train goes past, just as that young person says that, there's a dog that bounds right up to us, and following the dog was the owner of the dog, who turns out to be a member of this church who couldn't make it to church that day. But she was so encouraged to find that God had led us to that point, just there, at that time, where if we'd gone a minute later or a minute earlier, we'd have totally missed each other. One of the young people prayed for her. It was exactly what she needed to hear. I heard this morning that actually it was the third in a series of signs that God had given her of how the church was kind of coming to her rather than having to necessarily be in this room. And then on the way, and that was very encouraging, I think, for all of us. Thank you. On the way back, I asked one of the youth, we talked about on the way there being, what question would you want to ask God if you could ask anything? And he said, well, I kind of would want God to prove himself. On the way back, I asked the same question. He said, well, I think I've now got to ask a different question. And that was exactly an answer, a kind of fulfillment of the vision that do you remember the church member had had at the start? All because we'd paid attention to what God had said by asking different words, kept on trying to find what he was saying, even though we were a bit discouraged and we were obedient to the word. And of course, what was the result afterwards? We all left so encouraged. I hope that encourages you. Thank you. Yeah, forgot that. Wasn't paying attention. And I guess the thing that I want to leave us with is let's find ways, let's grow together in being attentive to the Lord, to the Lord's voice, in being obedient. And I think we'll find that there's a lot of encouragement in that.